www.sonsofliberty.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio at youcanruninternational.com. That's radio at youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is Friday, September 7th, 2012, partly cloudy in the state of Minnesota, absolutely beautiful if you love the fall time. Matter of fact, if you like the four seasons, Minnesota is the best place to come. I know some of you new listeners out there right now saying, Minnesota, why do you say Minnesota? It's weird because when you go to California, some pick it up and some don't. I don't know what it is. Some of you guys might even be thinking I'm making mistakes, but I'm really not. I don't do that. I thought I did once, but my wife told me I was wrong. Hey, what do you think about that? Woo! Oh, lots to talk about today, friends. Very much so. If you'd like to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you like to jump on my Facebook, folks, people are starting to respond consistently now, which is great. We've been on GCN for going on a year, been on nationally and internationally. Prior to that, we were with Samuel Communications for about 10 years, and now what's happening is we're being picked up all over the country. Matter of fact, we just did an interview at 6:17 this morning. It's like, geez, Jake, I mean, can the guy, like, get up at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock and do an interview? Does it got to be at 6 o'clock? And you know what? That's exactly what I get to hear. As a matter of fact, if I go over to my telephone right now, I can prove my point. So let's say my ringtone, I go to my ringtone, and it is this. Listen to this. Here, listen, friends. Oh, I'm sorry about that. We'll do it again. Okay, what's wrong with this chicken? What's wrong with my chicken here? That's literally how I wake up every morning.
He's probably sleeping.
You think so? I don't think it doesn't go loud enough. Yeah, I think you're getting a little bit. You can hear it in the background. But anyways, the point is how ironic that you would actually use the chicken like my. If I had a rock right now, I'd throw it at you. You know when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is you hear that alarm, and you feel like just taking a rock and throwing at it. You know, yeah. Okay. Now, what you should have done, if you had any wit whatsoever, you'd have had broken glass, like a rock going through broken glass. But the fact of the matter is we're doing an interview in Tampa Bay, Florida. Was it Tampa Bay or is it just Tampa, Florida this morning? Whatever. Yeah, we were in Florida. Great guy. We're going to be live on Saturdays from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone across the country. And they were another radio station that picked us up. And I thought it was super kind for them to actually pick us up and introduce us to their listening audience. So you guys down in Tampa, you guys rock. And again, I just thought that was very kind as to what you did. Folks, if you'd like to go on my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. My Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, like at the DNC yesterday, perhaps. Wow. Isn't it interesting how they, a couple days ago, they asked if they wanted God on their platform? Well, I thought there were some good Christian people over there at the DNC. I mean, you have those that want to kill, call you killer. Those that hate, calling you the hater. Those that lie, calling you the liar over at the DNC. But their true colors came out when they were asked about having God on their platform. Can you go ahead and give them a little salt on the tongue before we break into this?
I am here to attest and affirm that our faith and belief in God is central to the American story and informs the values we've expressed in our party's platform.
Now, wait a second.
In addition,
isn't this after the fact, though? Talk on air.
Yeah, this is after the fact where they already voted against it already once.
Okay, so what this guy's doing is he's trying to make up for the errors that they made the prior day or the previous day.
Yeah, he's okay. A pastor that came back and said, no, we need to keep this on the platform.
Oh, a pastor that wants to come back and make up for the DNC the day after. You think?
Right. Yep.
Wow. Well, good for him. Good for him. Maybe he's afraid he's going to lose some of his money. I don't know. I mean, isn't that what hirelings do? But go ahead.
President Obama recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Oh, well,
our party's...
I guess if President Obama acknowledges him, then it must be so. Well, I mean, as long as he says it. Isn't it interesting? These people at the DNC, folks, this is what we're going to be talking about. Isn't it interesting at the DNC, these people would rather be ruled by Barack Hussein Obama and reject God? Well, sure, they live accordingly. That's exactly how they live their lives. They advocate abortion. Matter of fact, MSNBC just came out a couple days ago and said, hey, women, you better go out there and get your abortion because the Republicans might win. That's how sick these people are. But you know what? As William Wallace rightly said, we shall remedy that. We will remedy that. Folks, we're just going to break into this little by little, and I'm sure by the time we're done, this radio program is going to be on fire. You know, John Wesley, the great preacher, said that I set myself on fire every morning that the world can watch me burn. Folks, I think the match is lit. Here comes the Holy Ghost. Yeah, Bradley, the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
First Kings 18:21, and Elijah said, as he came unto all the people, "How long halt you between two opinions, you double-minded, unstable individuals?" Unstable. Instable would be like the horses or something, I suppose. But unstable would be what we see for the most part at the DNC and the RNC. "If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him." And the people answered him not a word. And then the fire fell. Amen. Moses. "And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee, that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them?" Sin is the transgression of God's moral law, Exodus 20, 1 John 3:4. "And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, make us gods which shall go before us. For as this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we want not what has become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let him break it off. So they gave it me, and then I cast it into the fire, and there came up this golden calf, this calf. And when Moses saw that the people were naked with their shame, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi, those that were consecrated unto God through the Levitical order, gathered themselves together unto him." Now, folks, what we were just playing right before the break was the DNC. The day after, the DNC said, no, we don't want God on our platform. So let's go ahead and play that out again. Now, directly after President Barack Hussein Obama's nomination acceptance speech, what? Okay. I'm sorry. That's the next one. Ooh, that's the one I'm getting excited to listen to. Democrats had to vote three times at the DNC on the Democratic National Convention, on if they should keep God and recognize Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel as part of their party platform. And why? Because they knew the response of the American people, the 86% that said, no, you better leave that alone. But keep in mind, friends, they did this back in 1962 when the Supreme Court, those that think that they're demigods, despots. They think they're above God. When they committed an oligarchy where few rule over many illegally, that's against the law in this country. Well, the Supreme Court said no to God in public schools. They took out prayer when 97% of the American people went unheard. Now, it shows you that the Supreme Court at that time turned against God, and we can see that happening on a daily basis today. I mean, you got Alina Kagan there. Sotomayor. I mean, folks, these people have no business being in there. Ginsburg, no business. Scalia, for all those that think he's a hero of the faith, you might want to wake up and look at his record, friends. You know them by their fruits. And let me tell you what, when you look at the Supreme Court of the United States, you can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree from any one of them as to what's going on in this administration. Back to the DNC. Delegates and members of the Democratic Party booed after former Governor Ted Strickland, Ohio, discussed God and moved to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Convention Chairman Antonio... I'll just say this. The mayor of Los Angeles had to ask for the yay and nay vote several times before declaring the motion passed. Now, listen, again, this is the day after, friends. This is where they're trying to make up for their major plunder in the face of America. Okay? But it shows you the heart of what's going on. And here again, I want to say this. God is not leaving himself without witness, friends. He is doing this in the light of day for everybody to see it, and he's making sure, rest assured, that everybody in this country is going to be held accountable on Judgment Day for what he showed you yesterday. Let me show it to you again today. Go for it.
I am here to attest and affirm that our faith and belief in God is central to the American story and informs the values we've expressed in our party's platform. In addition, President Obama recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and our party's platform should as well. Mr. Chairman, I have submitted my amendment in writing, and I believe it is being projected on the screen for the delegates to see. I move adoption of the amendment as submitted and shown to the delegates.
A motion has been made. Is there a second? Is there any further discussion?
In other words, let's here, just play with me for a second. In other words, let's get this swept under the rug and get past this, friends, so we can get on to business. We don't want everybody to be paying attention to this huge blunder. They didn't want the American people to see this. By the way, they probably didn't expect this, rest assured, because if they did, they wouldn't be trying to make up for what they did the day before. Go ahead.
The matter requires a two-thirds vote in the affirmative. All those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed, say no.
Did you see how he played that down a little bit? All those delegates that say no, say no. In other words, no. Push them down. You see that? Replay that again. Listen, the people need to get indignant as to what's going on in their government, friends, because there's no difference between the left and the right with this garbage. Because the RNC, yeah, they can acknowledge God all they want, but you could see in action, just like Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. You know, I never told anybody, you know, last week, after coming back from the RNC, this is important to interject. We went upstairs, there was a prayer room at the RNC. I walked inside there, and I seen a man sitting over the top of a Bible in a room with chairs. And I walked in there, and I said, I introduced myself. He introduced himself. His name was Pastor Moses. I said, Pastor Moses, I'm curious to know, where are the people at? And he kind of smiled at me. Folks, shameful conduct. Shameful conduct. Shameful conduct. We have the greatest country in the world, and you have thousands upon thousands of people in the Republican Party. They want nothing to do with God, except on Sundays. By the way, if God's lucky... It's shameful conduct. So go on. This is the DNC.
A two-thirds vote in the affirmative. All those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed say no. In the opinion of the... Let me do that again.
Yep.
All of those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed say no.
Ooh. It's divided, isn't it?
I guess...
This isn't working out the way we wanted it to. Guys, you're making us look real stupid. Oh, they're going to do what they're going to do. Play that back a little bit. They're going to do it. Now, look, we're going to do it again, folks. They're looking at him, and he's looking at him back like, listen, you got to do it. You got to follow the leader here. You got to follow the lead. America's paying attention. Now, follow my lead, right? It's yay, not nay. We want God in Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, right? Guys, we got in a lot of trouble. Are you reading my lips? We got in a lot of trouble for this yesterday. And this isn't working out for our God named Barack Hussein Obama. And it's just not working out for him right now. And this is looking really bad because what you're doing, showing the people is that, listen, you don't want to be ruled by God, but you want to be ruled by Barack. And Barack's behind closed doors saying, yeah, yeah, yeah. But guys, just deceive the people just a little bit more. Come on, we're almost there. Come on, you minions. Come on, you idiots that are going along with us. You God haters. Those that want to have the audacity to dare God's justice and play with Israel, come on! What are you doing? Just tell the people in this country what they want to hear right now. That's all I'm doing. Now, the third time at the DNC.
You've got to let them do what they're going to do.
I'll do that one more time. All those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed say no. In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds have voted in the affirmative. The motion is adopted. And the plain form has been amended as shown on the screen.
Same thing Boehner did. Exactly what Boehner did to the Ron Paulers, friends. Exactly what Boehner did. Now, the third time, it sounded like the nays were louder than the yays. They don't want God. Friends? And again, let's go back to their fruit. These are the people that advocate aborting a baby. And the millions, 4 million dead babies on the hands of this president alone. 55 million preceding 8 presidents prior. Not excluding a one of them. These are the people that are advocating homosexual marriage. What do you think? They're in love with God? Are you out of your mind? Of course they hate God. We can see it. The only thing that they like about God is his name on their money. That's it. Zero. That's it. Nothing more than that. Folks, you got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about, actually, I want to open up the airwaves for the preacher that comes in and plays the man. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying, right? SonsOfLiberty.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about homosexual marriage, which has literally been snuffed out in 32 different states in our union, friends. I'm sorry we've come this far that it's even on a ballot. I was just talking about Canada and what's taking place over in Canada. Well, let me say this. When we look over to Canada, we can clearly see who they're after. They're God haters, friends. They're attacking anybody. Here, for example, this sort of infringement of God-given rights did not only happen to Reverend Boissonnière. The Human Rights Commission in Canada has targeted, assaulting, attacking Catholic bishops, former homosexuals, and others who want to protect the institution of marriage as God ordained. These are the people that aren't decrying Sandusky. These are the people that are defending Larry Brinken, who was caught with child pornography on his website. Well, a little one-year-old and a three-year-old baby were being assaulted, saying, give it to that little bee. I can go on and on and on. These are the same people, friends, that are in gay pride parades going up and down the streets with none other than Harry Hay, icon from North American Man Boy Love Association, saying, sex before eight, sex before eight. But Bradley, that's so far out there. Let me go back to Canada just for one moment for you, friends. After it was implemented illegal into Canada, they began to target the church, homeschoolers. Then the Liberal Party of Canada proposed to lower the age consent for anal sex to 14 years old. Who in their right mind would do something like that? What is this really about? No wonder why our founding fathers didn't tolerate these crimes. Psalm 9:17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. Well, I submit to you that when a nation removes the moral stop signs found in God's word, it will not be long before the nation reaps what it sows, the corruption, havoc, crime, and immorality, which leads to the ultimate destruction of a society. America has to learn from Canada's example of what not to do. in regards to homosexuality. It's clear that our biblical foundation is under attack, not only by this administration and friends, Mr. Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, has brought forth 225 homosexuals into high federal positions in your government, including transvestites, including Alina Kagan, who's never judged a case a day in her life. Now she sits on the Supreme Court. She queerified Harvard, friends. Look into that story. You want to be horrified to how debased these people become? Go ahead and check that one out. I don't care who she is. She works for We the People, too. It is clear that our biblical foundation is under attack, but it's not yet completely lost because you are winning the day. Do your part, America. Protect your children. And I also want to tell you this. I have enough cop buddies around me that I just want to express to you that if anybody that you know has ever violated in any sense of the word and you are a child, I want you to contact the proper authorities. And if you need help, you'd be more than happy. I will make time to make sure that justice is brought forth. Rest assured. Not the kids, friends. Not the kids. Jace, you got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks.
You got it.
Yeah, you got a couple points, actually. I mean, you were talking about Canada, and you got a really good point there. It's like no nation, no civilization has ever survived homosexuality. It's a misnomer even to call it homosexual marriage because it's not. I mean, it's just not biblically founded. It's not. Marriage is between a man and a woman and God. You know, government has no business even getting to that point. So the fact that it's even brought to a vote is ridiculous, like you're saying. But, I mean, all it takes is for people to stand up and make their voice heard. If everybody knew what everybody thought, this wouldn't be an issue because so much of America that's been shown in 32 states, like you're saying, is so much against it. Like even how many church families you think probably bring their Starbucks to church on Sunday morning. Like, do something as simple as not shop at Starbucks or Target or Home Depot, you know, those places that you're mentioning. I mean, what percentage of their market do you think is quote-unquote Christian families? It's like, let's get something done here and make your voice heard, even if it's simple as, you know, going to a different coffee shop. You can make a difference.
Right.
I mean, everybody who stands up, I mean, well, there's so many ways to get the word out there.
What's interesting here is there's 312 million people in this country, and the state-run media is using less than 1.7% of the population. There's the odds for you right there.
Yeah, there's your battering ram.
That's right. That's exactly
just
right.
One agenda after another, and they're just going to keep pushing it and pushing it until they feel resistance. And all it takes is a little resistance. That's it.
Let them feel your steel, dog. Let them feel your steel.
Everybody just feels like, oh, my voice is never going to be heard because the news people...
Not true.
They don't talk about me. It's just the opposite. They're the ones that are going to stand up and make a difference. It just takes the right leaders in the right place.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate your phone call. Now, in saying that, again, listen, 312 million people in this country, who's advocating this crimes against nature? Less than 1.7% of the population. What do you mean your voice isn't going to be heard? You're totally being heard. In every state, you're being heard. The homosexual radicals are now trying to get rid of the judges, friends. Why do they want to get rid of the judges? Unless, of course, they have a Vaughn Walker, who is a homosexual judge, who had to recuse himself. Or retire just in time, one of the two. But it's interesting, friends. Just look to Canada. That's my perspective. But in your backyard just recently, oh, my gosh. Homosexual activist Dan Savage. Oh, my gosh, friends. This boy just dodges anybody that knows what they're talking about. He dodges. They all do. They dodge people that know what they're talking about. It's kind of like on the issue of Muslims calling for the execution of homosexuals. It's interesting, too. Like, for example, and you heard me call Keith Ellison. That boy has been dodging me like a bullet. And again, I've shared this before. I would dodge me, too, if I was Keith Ellison. But the LGBT community, friends, has him as one of their presidents. It's unthinkable. It's unthinkable stuff, friends. These people are useful idiots in every sense of the word. Keith Ellison, your president? He dodges Bradley Dean, too. I would totally dodge Bradley Dean. I wouldn't want to talk to Bradley Dean on live radio, neither, if I was you, Keith. Oh, no, you grown feeders in Minneapolis. I can totally see why you avoid the topic, because then you would have to correct yourself, too, when you find out. And, by the way, you know what I say to you grown feeders is exactly right on the money. You know what I say is true. Because if that's not the case, where's Mr. Ellison, friends? Where's he at? My lines have been open for the last month and a half since I've called him. No phone call. Why? Why? Huh. I mean, if I was one of those LGBT members, I would want to know. So we could see what will happen is the whole thing will be straightened out. The Muslims are really calling for the execution of homosexuals. What just happened to Mr. Stevens in Libya, the ambassador? He was a homosexual, right? He was sodomized before they killed him. Wow. Did you guys forget to bring that parallel about, too? But here we got Dan Savage of the baser sort. Dan Savage, who earlier this year told students to ignore the bull crap in the Bible. That's not what he said. Expletive. Withdrawn. Now has unleashed a tirade at Family Research Council, President Tony Perkins. Wait a second. Family Research Center was targeted just weeks ago when suspected gunman Floyd Lee Corkins entered the organization's headquarters and shot and injured a man serving as a guard. Listen to what I said, friends. Dan Savage's is attacking Tony Perkins, the president of FRC. Tony Perkins's guard on the street level entry was shot by a homosexual advocate, or I'm sorry, an activist that seen FRC on Southern Poverty Law Center's website as a hate group for telling the truth. But they forgot to look into the SPLC, didn't they, that used to support the KKK, which, by the way, is a Democratic arm, the KKK, Ku Klux Klan. But FRC was targeted just weeks ago when suspected gunman Floyd Lee Corkins entered the organization's headquarters and shot and injured a man serving as a guard. The gunman reported that he had been a volunteer in a gay community center and made reference to the FRC's Bible-based position on homosexuality. Who are they at war with? God. They're at war with your republic, friends, at war with your constitution. Our constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is totally inadequate to the government of any other. Second president, first president said this, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. They're at war with your foundations. Everything about us, friends. It was during a recent fall 2012 Lyceum series at Winona State University in Minnesota when Savage accused Perkins and other Christians of wanting homosexuals dead. Wow, this sounds a lot like Rachel Maddow. Yes, the same thing. The same accusation. Friends, what they're guilty of, they accuse you of. You need to understand this. Dan Savage is the same radical homosexual who said on HBO he wished all Republicans were blanking dead. In 2006, this sick-minded Dan Savage said that a particular candidate for Senate should be dragged behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope. Friends, that is hate crimes legislation on its face, on its head. What am I saying? That's how the black man, James Byrd, was killed by four white men or three white men. He just said, should be dragged behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope. That's what they did to the black man. This is what Dan Savage is saying to anybody that doesn't agree with him, namely his political opposition. When he was on Bill Maher's show, he said, I sometimes think about blanking the blank out of Santorum. I think he needs it. Let's bone that Santorum. I'm up for whipping up some Santorum in Santorum. The only thing stopping his blank from being put in Brad Pitt's mouth is a piece of paper. These are the kind of people that are accusing heterosexuals, the church, and others that don't agree with homosexuality of the crimes that they themselves are guilty of.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com talking about Mr. Radical Dan Savage. Hey, now, guys, I'm looking at you over there, listeners. Now, if I was Dan Savage, I'd want to avoid Bradley Dean, too, in every sense of the word. If I was Rachel Maddow, like when she said that I was calling for the advocation of homosexuals and then we called MSNBC, I never shared this with anybody on the radio, but we called MSNBC right after she made her accusation. But see, she pulled up a disclaimer that said Bradley's not really advocating the homosexual, you know, the execution of homosexuals. No, no, no. That's not what I said. And she knows that's not what I said. But MSNBC never took the time to respond because they don't want me there. And I'm not trying to be a hard guy, friends, but they don't want people that know the deception involved. They don't want them people debating. They just want to take shots. They want to give it to the state-run media, and they want to do their best to smear everybody. See, what happens is the homosexual community, because of your cruelty, let me tell you something, friends, our ranks, they swell daily. Our ranks swell daily because of your cruelties and because of your lies. And this is why the state-run media is going broke. This is why they have a 21% approval rating. But they keep doing it and doing it. Friends, let me tell you something. This, what's going on in your country right now, is desperation. This is desperation. They're scared to death that you are awakening to their deceptions, which you are, hands down. And it's time for you to stand up and know what this is all about. And I say this again, look to Canada. Look to Canada. If you'd like to go to Media Research Center, you can. It's posted. Our video is. By the way, they're using this all over the country right now, and good for them, because this is what it is about. It's about attacking anybody that doesn't agree with their immoral lifestyle. They want to turn everybody against heaven, is really what they want to do. But let me get back to Dan Savage. he's bravely standing up in some forum. Oh, by the way, he's Obama's handpicked little homosexual that goes around and instigates and agitates people. He's the guy that wants all Republicans blanking dead. If I was the homosexual community, I'd get as far away from this guy as I possibly could. He's not helping your cause. And again, friends, let me reiterate this. I deal with the radicals. In 2006, Savage said that a particular candidate for Senate should be dragged behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope. Look at the contradiction, friends. He said that he thinks about blanking Santorum, this homosexual radical, handpicked by Obama. Let's bone that Santorum. I'm up for whipping up some Santorum and Santorum. He also said the only thing stopping his blank from being put in Brad Pitt's mouth is a piece of paper. Wow, he's a real bold one, isn't he? He's bold in front of his friends, in front of his state-run media and his radical friends, but he doesn't know how to respond to somebody that knows the game. And they call this love. They call themselves victim as they perpetuate and assault and assail anybody that doesn't agree with them. Totalitarianism, friends. Nothing new under the sun. This is also the guy that licks doorknobs. And I kid you, negative, he licks doorknobs. And the homosexuals get behind this guy. Whoa! Whoa, 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 whoa. A little side note, all you little cheesy professed Christians out there, get a pencil. I want to give you something real quick. Because you probably haven't read your Bible. I want to bring you through it so you know what Scripture says. You say you love God, we'll see how much you love God. Earlier this year, Savage was in Seattle to speak about anti-bullying. By the way, that is nothing more than the reaffirmation of the homosexual lifestyle in public schools. Instead, Savage, he used his podium to bash Christians so severely that he drove 100 students out of the auditorium. Folks, the kids were laughing at him, just so you know. He was bullying everybody in that public setting at a journalist course while he was decrying bullies. See? Savage lost into an attack on the Bible, saying people often point out that they can't help it. They can't help with the anti-gay bullying. Well, let me ask you something, Mr. Savage. When a man steals and he says he was born that way, is there no consequence for breaking the law? When a man lies, should we just tell him that that's okay, you can lie? When a man kills, should we just say, no, I was born this way? And the judge should look at him and sympathize with him. And your mentality is that when the judge pronounces a sentence on the criminal that broke the law, that the judge is a bully for doing so. Where's the love? Let me show you where the love is. The love is, and the mercy is, as to what the judge pronounces on the criminal by the breaking of the law. So it doesn't spread to others, so they don't have to be violated by them criminals neither. How ridiculous to say that we overlook judgment because of kindness. Well, let me tell you something. Then love wounds itself by killing justice, and we don't kill justice. But you have a system of socialist commies, a small portion of them in this country that are willing to go ahead and just produce as much lawlessness and crime as they possibly can so they can bring in a new order. For all you little cheesy professed Christians, read 1 Kings 14:11-12. That was Asa. Go to Jehoshaphat, 1 Kings 22:43. Go to Josiah. 2 Kings 23:7, all these kings got rid of the Sodomites. They drove them out of the land. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Jude 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. But there's those that want to go ahead and dare the justice of God. Okay. Leviticus 18:22, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. Leviticus 20:13 says the same thing, and then you can read in the New Testament Romans 1:24. I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page. the homosexual activist group Southern Poverty Law Center, by the way, who supported the KKK, has been called to task by public school administrators across the nation for falsely listing schools as participants in Mix It Up Day without authorization or permission. Mix It Up Day is an entry-level diversity program designed specifically by Southern Poverty Law Center to establish the acceptance of homosexuality into public schools, including elementary and junior high schools. You already get, folks, you get the picture that I'm painting here for you, right? By the facts, by the way, not my opinion. Many school administrators were offended to learn that their school was listed as a participating school on the SPLC website. Oh, you mean everybody's not swallowing the pill? No, a whole mess of people ain't swallowing the pill, friends. What do you think every time someone just opposes the homosexual lifestyle and everybody's just going to bend the knee because they use the media as bullies to put everybody into submission? What do you think, the republic is made or established by a bunch of cowards, friends? Not. And let me remind you of something, that it's not going to be cowards that are going to maintain our republic, friends. So the SPLC is being exposed for lying once again in the homosexual communities, again, using these people that support the KKK to advocate their crimes against nature. Because that's what they are. Oh, my goodness, friends. Let's go back to Mr. Dan Boy, Mr. Savage. Oh, he sounds like a real hard guy, doesn't he, Mr. Savage, huh? Man, maybe Savage should get into a ring with somebody that knows what they're talking about. And maybe, I don't know, maybe he can pick on somebody outside of someone in high school. You think so? I mean, he's got a big mouth. He doesn't know when to shut his mouth. He talks big. But usually when you have people like that, friends, it means that there's nothing behind them. And then his case, the only thing he's got behind him is a state-run media and a corrupt administration, friends. Okay, now you're bringing me back to this SPLC things, friends. The schools ordered their names to be taken off the list immediately. SPLC busted again, friends. Oh, by the way, there's also allegations with Morris D that he violated his own kids. Allegations, of course. Hey, ground feeders, alleged. Alleged. Just wanted to make sure we got you right. Are you getting my picture, friends, or what, huh? This Dan Savage said Tony Perkins and Family Research Council are responsible for every dead gay kid, and he said it's a victory for the Family Research Council. Folks, that's too far. That's criminal. And we'll see what's going to take place in the days ahead. Keep in mind, it was a homosexual that went in there and shot up Family Research Center. Now you have Dan Savage accusing the president of Family Research Council that he is responsible for all the dead gay kids. No, it's not the heterosexuals that are confusing the kids. The man acts like a man and the woman acts like a woman, friends. Folks, I love you by what I do. I will talk to you in 23 hours. Got much more to say. I'm going to stay this topic as long as I need to, as I promised. 1 John 3:18.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.